Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte. You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte.
All right, they gave me 15 minutes. I'm going to give you a fire hydrant of wokeness. Y'all with it? All right. Dear Board of Education, so are we. So are we. At no point in the lives that we actually live do we sit in rows and listen to pontifications. At no point did our mom hand us written exams on how to wash the dishes. No. She pulled a stool up to her next to her at the sink, handed us a dish rag, and said, "Watch how mommy does it, now you try. Learning by doing. It's a crazy idea, it just might work." It's like, who knew we were learning? Those stools felt like magical ladders into altered universes, informational portholes, wormholes into other places where kids were equals. Being privy to information only those with driver's license and facial hair had, like, who knew we were learning? No clue Pops was teaching us time management and budgeting, miniature project coordinators. He said, "I'm gonna show you how to do these chores, and if they done when I get home, that allowance, yo, it's yours, and maybe some ice cream's involved too." Remember when we were in kindergarten and you had to learn about worms? Yeah, you went outside and you played with worms. What a novel idea, dear Board of Education. So are we. Dear Board of Education, all I've learned from your system is the fact that it's just a system that you set up. And if I just repeat what you said to me in Jane Schaefer method, then I passed, right? You're just testing my ability to regurgitate. And if your greatest instructors are miserable, I'm sure it's not the student's fault. See, this pain I know firsthand. These grand, wonderful learning moments, these wonderful lessons plans that would cause students' eyes to sparkle like they just caught rides on shooting stars. These lessons have wings only to get clipped to fit. into the low-res JPEG you call a state standard? Why do you insist this is the industrial age? My child is not a widget in a school, should not be an assembly line, making my daughter's diploma equivalent to an inspected by a 2235 stamp, dear Board of Education. So are we, dear Board of Education. There's not a scantron on the planet that can measure inspiration. This is what our instructors passed on that matters. But instead, you'd have us doing a jig to the AYP score. See, Nickleby got us shucking and jiving. But you can't measure a teacher inviting his student inviting his teacher to a quinceañera or a soccer match or waiting rooms and free clinics. I can name 10 kids offhand who would still be...
¿Qué es el amor? ¿Será tan blanco o negro como muchos lo hacen ver? ¿O quizás entre dos, sin definición, pero bello, el amor?
Many say that love is blind, but this is one of those moments we'll have to agree to disagree. Because for me, in my reality, love actually allows you to see. Love is that one thing that allows you to view beyond personal faults and flaws, allow us to see beyond the human average that would normally give us reason to pause. I think some see love as blind because of an oversight, for love will bypass looking at all the wrong and focus on what is right, personifying its actions, essence causing us to react. Love is trying to tear us into lifetimes ahead, but our limitations are holding it back. We want to hold love to being only our situation shall define it. Until we fathom its depiction of its true definition, we'll barely be reminded. Love isn't blind, nor is it always found where we expect it. We lie on love too often in situations just to see it's something to be regretted. Saying some didn't know what love was with relationships ending in war and battle, not realizing they both had love, just different views, one flagrant and one casual. See, love in its purest form knows each individual limit and boundary. Saddest part, we lose what it feels like, then we're gaining saying it, love you found. Love doesn't get lost. Too often we lie on love instead of relying on love. We bend it, twist it, force it with a shove into places it was never meant to go, taking away the beauty of its technicolor wonder, killing it before it can grow. Love lives, it breathes, and if you let it, love can heal. First you must answer this for self, is love truly real?
¿Todavía tienes la misma visión del amor? ¿Será que tu mente no ha podido acaparar, aceptar, que tal vez no has admirado el amor en su total esplendor?
What you can be. Hey, black child, do you know where you're going? Where you're really going? Do you know you can learn what you want to learn? If you try to learn what you can learn. Hey, black child, do you know you are strong? I mean really strong. Do you know you can do what you want to do? If you try to do what you can do. Hey, black child, be what you can be. Learn what you must learn. Do what you can do. And tomorrow, your nation will be what you want it to be.
Yeah, that's right. I'm your host for Mike Nice Lyrical Forte, and man, I appreciate each and every one of you tuning in for another great Tuesday here on Mike Nice. And as always, the phone lines are open. You feel free to call in whenever you would like to. Appreciate all those who are tuned in on Facebook Live as well as blogtalkradio.com/MikeNice and also Periscope. The number is posted on the screen, 646-668-8072. Whenever you would like to come through and get on the discussion, if you have something to say, or if you would like to make the mic nice by doing a spoken word or a song or whatever the case may be, come through. Again, that number is 646-668-8072. And I want to talk about a couple of things today. We're going to do different segments today, as always. We're going to do our Black Facts, our Count Your Blessings segment, and so many things going on this Tuesday with the election here in Alabama. People, if you haven't went and voted, you have about 20 minutes left. Hopefully you have already done that. And we're going to talk about that. We'll probably get some news as the show goes on, and I'll try to share that with you as well. But we're just going to talk about a plethora of things tonight. And again, if you have something that you would like to discuss, please feel free, excuse me, to come through and make the mic nice in that way as well. And we're also going to mention the Keaton Jones situation. I know many people have been talking about that since this weekend. And if you don't know the Keaton Jones situation, we'll tell you about it. We'll talk to you about it. But again, the phone lines are open. If you would like to come through and make the mic nice, you have the opportunity to do so. That call-in number is 646-668-8072. And with no further ado, we're going to get this thing started, man. I'm going to give you your Black Fact for today. And today being December the 12th, 2017, man, I don't know about you, but I feel like this year has just kind of just flown by. Like, just, man, it's crazy. It feels like we just got into this year, man. But again, we're going to keep things going here on Mike Nice. Again, that call-in number is 646-668-8072. And our Black Fact for today, George Grant knew what most people have now come to recognize. The average golfer is a hacker, destroying grass courses and terrorizing other golfers, homeowners, and bypassers with the wild, dangerous drives. Although he loved the game, he knew he grew frustrated to trying to keep the ball from rolling away from him as he attempted to tee off and did not want to swing the ball while it was moving, thus sending off a wild shot. On December the 12th, 1899, Grant Patton, a golf tee which raised the golf ball, made of rubber at that time, slightly off the ground, enabling the player greater control with the wooden club and therefore of the direction and speed in of the drive. The tee was made out of a small wooden peg with a concave piece of rubber on top to hold the ball, and in addition to helping with control overall and to hope that the shot was in the right direction, it also aided in promoting longer drives. George Grant's small invention has become a standard piece of equipment for all golfers. Excuse me. And that is your Black Fact for today. George Grant, known for the tee that people use for golfing. And man, I went to Top Golf the other day in Birmingham. It just opened up in Birmingham, Alabama the other day. And man, if you have never been, I know they have one in Atlanta and some other places as well, but if you've never been, man, you definitely want to go. It's fun. It's different from the, you know, typical putt-putt. You know, you're actually golfing. You're actually able to hit that thing, man. So definitely try it out. Definitely try it out. And that is your Black Fact for today. We're going to keep things going here on Mike Nice. Again, the phone lines are open, 646-668-8072. And I'll be right back after this track.
Exodus 3 and 14. God said to Moses, I am who I am. That is what you say to the children of Israel. I am has sent me to you. John 18:6. As Yeshua said, I am he, they all drew back and fell to the ground. There is power in the proclamation of your identity. Your gift, your talent is a part of that. No one can take that from you. So don't sit idle, losing who you are, because someone else refuses to recognize it. When they try to label you to be less than, look them dead in the eye and say that I am.
I am poetry. And this is more than just a hobby. Verbally, I lobby for the rights with the same fist that salutes the fight. My right hand write what's right, like freedom is not free speech that man outlined on Capitol Hill when God was the first to give us free will. But still, we believe in the same institutional compositions that took prayer out of the school systems, that made worship in the workplace a form and its coordination. All I'm saying is that I'm one of God's gifts, but words like this is why the world labeled me a mischief like Moses. I got a purpose. The stage is sacred like a pulpit. I take my soapbox like a fetish, become psychotic to transform your ignorance. My performance is not an act, but a testimony of my acts and facts. It still remains that the revolution will not be televised. The truth will not be on YouTube, and I'm not some radical fool looking for attention. My poetry is what makes me a legend. Like I mentioned, there's no death when I have the resurrection. My words are verbal blessings, much more than just a movement. For me, it's much more like a mission. Scribe divine messages that's hidden in your conscience that allow you to make conscious decisions. So this is a lesson for your salvation. So if you can't understand my English, you can say it with an accent. Like I said, I add tags to hashtags, and I wasn't asked to be a poet, but God tagged the ashes on my forehead of a prophet, an activist and artist with many talents. I'm from a spiritual lineage balanced by the Alpha and Omega, better defined as a destined creation from the Creator. So I will forever be hung on a cross as my lips speak directions for my boss. I carry on a gospel to the lost, to the crippled, waiting for miracles. Spirit welcomes you because this entrance is beautiful.
I am born of the labor pains of struggle. Under barking guard dog, you can't quill with the muzzle. For I cry for those who can't cry and shed tears of hope. I yearn to be a voice of reason when you reach the end of your rope. I am one who speaks life with his tongues. I seek to encourage the masses with the last breath drawn from my lungs. I inhale doubt and exhale prosperity. Hold firm my ground, speak with boldness and clarity. I am the authenticity stolen from pride. Out to fulfill the destiny shown when I was spared the choice of suicide. I am the tears birthed from hard times given life. The glitch in the matrix you thought you saw twice. But I am a one-time, one-of-a-kind life anomaly. There is no other me, or this God gave me the monopoly. I am who I am, my gifts from the inner essence. I am my poetry, and I speak hope into your presence.
I have to warn you, it is addictive. It will seduce your palate rather quickly. Feel me? Sabor. That's what I bring to the table. A blend of international flavors to wake up your senses. En inglés y en español. Es melao. A complete body experience. No translation needed. Cause even if you don't understand me, I guarantee you will feel it. Es ritmo, dancing through my veins, my pores, crying out sweat, begging to stay connected, elated, infected, and it's not even a disease. It's called corazón abierto, the ability to transmit sentimiento all within my speech. Es un don, a real gift from Papa Dios, a heartbeat trapped, set free by the echo of a drum. In a conga song, you caress the rim and you strike again. Better yet, you thump and feel the screams from your palms turn into a beat. You thump your feet and live. Tukutum pa pa pa, tukutum pa. Tukutum pa pa pa, tukutum pa. Feel the rhythm, speak, teach, preach, beseech, not. You off your feet while you get lost in it. Ah, sabor. That's what I bring to the table. Latina flavor served to you as spoken word.
Yeah, that's right. I am your host for Mike Nice Lyrical Forte. And again, man, I appreciate y'all tuning in tonight. Again, the phone lines are open. It's posted on your screen. And it's a lot of things that I want to talk about and discuss, but feel free to call in when you would like to get in on the discussions. But again, we have our Count Your Blessings topic, and I came across this article the other week, and I've been saving it, and I thought that I could bring it up and mention it today, but it's an article that talks about 6 reasons why being fired could actually be a blessing. And I think it's an appropriate time to talk about it, because around this time, this is the fourth quarter. When you talk about business, this is the fourth quarter, and a lot of people don't understand why people get fired around this time, but it is the ending of the fourth quarter. And a lot of times when businesses are not meeting their goals and things like that, sometimes they have to let people go. And so being that this is the fourth quarter, I felt like this would be an appropriate time to mention and mention this article. Excuse me, y'all. But again, we're going to talk about the 6 reasons why getting fired can be a blessing. Also, again, in Alabama, there's a special Senate election race going on today. The polls will be closing in about 10 minutes, and I'll bring y'all some different information as it comes in. But me personally, I would think that this would be a easy choice for people to make when we talk about the issues and the allegations and situations that are going on with this election. I was telling someone the other day, I feel like this election with Roy Moore and Doug Jones is clear cut when you think about it. You know, I've heard people say, we have two bad choices and things like that, but no, this is far from any election that I have paid attention to since I've been able to vote. And if you are one of those people that said, you know, I'm just gonna sit this one out, and you are African American, man, I would ask that you really look at your history when it comes to voting for African Americans. And that's why I make it imperative that I vote for each and every election, whatever it is, go out there and vote, you know. But again, I felt like this might be a clear-cut election, you know, in a sense, as far as, you know, Doug Jones. The only thing that I've heard that people have chosen to mention or try to keep them for voting for him is that he's pro-choice, you know. And I've seen a lot of people make the point that a lot of people, when they get up in arms about abortion, but when women have babies and they have no help, the conservatives, the Republicans, don't really want to fund support for them, you know. And I think if I had to choose between someone who is willing to give women the right to choose what they want to do with their body versus someone who has been alleged to have sexual relations with a 14-year-old girl, or the things that he's stated about African-Americans or slavery, as well as gays. Not only that, but to think that this is a man who has been elected twice, chosen by the people of Alabama twice for an office, but has been terminated from both of those positions that he served. To think back on that, I just would think that it would be a clear choice. But it's just going to be very interesting to see the whole layout of people who voted when they do the statistics of, and they go back and they see who voted and things like that. It's going to be very interesting. And I know people are like, well, I thought this is Mike Nice. I thought you do music and poetry. And yeah, we do all that, but we also talk about real issues that affect us. And it's so important now, it's imperative that we pay attention to what's going on when it comes to politics and things like that. And this is a platform for you to say your bit. If you agree or disagree with anything that I've said, please call in. The call-in number is 646-668-8072. And give me your view. Give me your opinion of what you think about everything that's going on and things like that. Your view. And just call in and let me know. Again, we're going to talk about some other things as well. We're going to talk about the Keaton Jones situation as well. He's a young man who's viral, who video went viral this weekend when he talked about bullying. And we're going to talk about things that have come out since then or what has been speculated. So we're going to talk about that as well. But we're going to go to our first caller. We have a caller with last four digits of 817.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
You don't remember who I am?
I do.
It's been a while.
It has been, but it's so good to hear from you, Arthur Petrina.
Yes. It's so good to be back on. I just remembered at the last minute. I was like, oh, my gosh, I don't have anything prepared or anything, but I wanted to say hello.
Awesome.
Well, it's all right. It's a lot, you know, working on a lot.
Good. So yeah. Just being productive, huh?
I am working on it. Definitely working on a lot of goals. So I got some books and stuff that I'm trying to finish up. And, I did the song. So I got some songs I'm working on as well. I don't know if you can play that tonight. That'd be good because I don't have anything prepared. So if you can play my song.
You have it recorded.
Send it to you. Yeah, it's still in your inbox. Did you want me to resend it to you?
Yes, send it to me because I'm not for sure if I got it and if
well,
I can
it to
upload
you on Facebook.
It. Okay. Okay. That's
I see it in your inbox.
Okay.
Let's see.
Yeah,
I don't know if you can see it.
We'll get that up here. Okay. Cool.
So we'll get to that in a second.
Awesome. Did you say you wanted to come in as well?
I did. I ain't going to talk too long on the one topic. I thought it was Count Your Blessings topic, so that's what I was
Gotcha.
I just thought about it. And I'm going to be brief.
Okay.
Oh, go ahead. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, you can shed some light on that as well.
Right. I don't get into politics too deep with people. Of course, I'm pro-life, though, so... Yeah, I'm sure we might disagree a little bit on that one. As far as, you know, a woman having a choice with her body. I believe if it's something where, you know, if it caused her to die and her life is at risk, of course she should probably go ahead and, you know, choose her life. Because she don't know who would be there to take care of that child, you know. But as far as just, like, saying it's okay to kill a baby, because it's your choice, like as if that makes it right, because that's a law that's okay. I don't agree with it. Now, I'm not trying to judge anybody or anything like that, you know. We all make mistakes or make our decisions and have our own choices of what we feel is right. But I'm a big pro-life. So I do understand why people, you know, make the decisions they do when they vote or anything like that. As far as a woman having her own rights and stuff to her own body, it's interesting how in America you can kill a baby, an innocent child, but you cannot have sex for money. I'm not saying you should be a prostitute, but that is your body, and that's different because you have two consenting adults, and you both are okay with it, but you can go to jail. But they're saying, you know, you're supposed to have this. It's your body stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying it's okay to kill somebody, but you can't have sex with two grown adults and get money for it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So although I'm not down for, like I said, prostitution or everything, that's their body. And that type of situation, I do feel like that's their body. That's their decision. They're grown. That's on you. But when it comes to, like, you know, murder or something like that, that's different to me. you know, of course, I'm all about the kids and stuff. So,
right,
anywho,
right. Well,
somebody that may disagree.
Gotcha.
It's very debatable.
Well, it is. Let me ask you this, because this is as far as how I feel about it. I'm pro-choice, and I think a lot of times pro-choice can be taken in a, I don't know how to say it, but in a very, I guess, derogatory way. And for me personally, I love kids. I'm all about it. The way I only feel about it, like you said, is there are certain situations where I feel like a woman may have to make that decision because that's the best choice for her. Me personally, I wouldn't want women just to have abortions because they decide to have intercourse and they feel like, oh well, this baby is going to mess up my life, and I don't need this right now. And I've had a friend that has come to me and has made that decision, and I told her, I said, well, you know how I would feel about that, but I told her at the same time, I understand that's your choice, that's your decision. And so that's just the way I feel about it. As a pro-choice person, I think a lot of people may feel the way I feel, as far as, you know, we don't feel like, you know, we want everybody just having abortions and things like that. But it should be a woman's choice, because I mean, we just never know. We just never know what situation it may be.
Exception.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I
then
think there is exception.
Yeah, and that's my thing, and not only that, but I just wish that people who are maybe pro-life, they fight as much as they do for pro-life or against abortion. I wish they fought just as much for advocating for assistance when it comes to women or young women, whatever their case may be, who need help. You know, that's
right.
The idea. Yeah.
Right. I feel that part as far as assistance and stuff. Now, I feel that there is exceptions when the mother or the child's health is at risk anyway. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I feel like there's a big exception. I do understand, I still don't say I agree, but I do understand somebody having an abortion that was raped or something like that, you know, that may be too devastating. I do wish that people would see the blessing that could be in adoption, though. There's so many people that would love to adopt a child or have a child that can have their own, and they're willing to take these kids in, you know.
Yeah.
And that is another alternative that could be a blessing for somebody else. What might seem like, you know, like a crisis to you could be a blessing for somebody else.
Yeah.
So, like I said, I'm not here to try to judge anybody that's done it or is choosing to do it or whatever. I just have to stand on my convictions or whatever.
Definitely. I definitely understand. But that's what it's all about, is just being able to have a dialogue. That's what it's about. So I think we agree to disagree and agree on some things, and hey, that's all right.
Right.
Yeah.
Still no love lost.
Right.
Right.
And so what were you going to say about being fired?
Oh no, I thought you didn't mention a couple things. Actually, I was going to mention you had said something about count your blessings. I thought that was
okay.
You said it comes to get one thing. I thought I heard you say that.
Yes, well, we have a...
I heard you talk about
a,
two different things.
Yeah, we have a new segment here where, you know, like we throw out black facts every week. Now we have a segment called Count Your Blessings. And the Count Your Blessings segment today is about five blessings when it comes to being fired.
Oh, the blessings and that. Okay. I thought just any kind of blessing.
Got you. Well, you can, well, you can definitely share in that too.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sorry. I didn't really get all those for the I probably can't say nothing that you ain't already said as far as getting fired. We know a lot of times when you get fired that that can be a blessing in disguise, because a lot of times we didn't have the strength to walk away. So sometimes God has to allow it, allow us to get fired so that we can have an opportunity for something better, whether it's our own business, entrepreneurship, or just a better position somewhere else. And sometimes we may just need a little bit of time and silence, really just to hear God's voice and his word and get guidance and direction from God as to what to do next and how to find some balance in our lives. Because sometimes we just get so caught up and so busy and we're not even hearing God. We're not, you know, sensing him and tapping into our God-given instincts and intuition. So it's definitely some blessing, you know, and getting fired. And you hear a lot of testimonies of people that have gotten fired and ended up with an awesome job, a better job, or they ended up with, you know, an awesome business, you know, taking off in entrepreneurship and stuff where they had no other choice. So they had to step out on dreams and stuff, and now they're finally living their dream instead of working for somebody else, you know. It's cool that's your dream, but like I said, my dream is to be an employee. I mean, employer, not an employee. That is my dream. And so that's what I have to say on that topic. But my blessing, I was thinking that was my grandma.
Awesome.
She just blessed me again on tonight. It's just a blessing just to still have her to talk to, even though she's losing her memory a lot and stuff, that she hasn't forgotten me, because I talk to her on the regular, and she can be very encouraging at times, and I'm just grateful for that. And I just realized this week that maybe that's where I get mine from, my encouragement from my grandma. I think I realized how encouraging she is, you know. I'm like, wow. I kept trying to get off the phone, and she was just there trying to encourage me. And I'm thinking, Grandma, I didn't say nothing was wrong. But, you know, it was still a blessing. It really blessed me, you know.
Yeah.
I said, well, she said, well, I feel better for talking to you now. I said, well, I feel better, too. I said, thank you for being so encouraging. I take your own advice and apply that to your life.
Awesome. But thank you so much for coming through. We have definitely missed you sharing, and definitely appreciate you coming through and sharing with us tonight as well.
Yes, so hopefully I'll be able to get a poem together for next time, and I'm going to send you the song, so maybe you'll get a chance. I don't know if you, how long it take you, if you're able to play it tonight or not.
Okay, cool deal. Okay. Thank you so much.
Well, I can send it in your Facebook inbox.
Yeah, send it to me again, and I'll see if I can get it uploaded. And if I can't get it uploaded today, I'll definitely have it uploaded for next time.
Okay. Well, that's cool.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Sounds like a plan. Thank
Sounds good.
Keep doing
Thank
what you're
you
doing. Keep up the good work.
I appreciate you so much. And that right there was Arthur Petrina coming through and shedding some light on how she feels about pro-choice and pro-life, as well as her blessing, which is her grandmother. We still have plenty of time for you to call in, man. The voting polls have closed, and we'll probably be trickling in, getting information in about that. But feel free to call in 646-668-8072. Again, at 646-668-8072. I need to make sure that I got the right call-in number up here. I feel like I may not. So I want to make sure. Again, it's 646-668-8072. Feel free to call. And we're going to next have our Count Your Blessings segment, so please stay tuned for that. Play that right after the track by Lauryn Hill, Motives and Thoughts. We'll be right back.
Motives and Thoughts. Rotating bodies, confusion of sound, negative imagery holding us down, social delusion clearly constructed, human condition, morals corrupted, trapped in reaction, lawlessness, war, dissatisfaction from bowels to core, Devil's Technology, Strategy 4, Human Mythologies, Urban Folklore, Sicker Psychology, Counterfeit Cure, Wicked Theology, Robbing the Poor, Scheme Demonology, Mislead the Pure, Stricken Strategically, Studying War, Light Shone in Darkness, Image Exposed, Few Can See Through the New Emperor's Clothes, Lustful This Hustle Turns Humans to Hoes, When the Blind Lead the Blind, Just More Trouble and Woes, It's the Mind that They Chose, It's Designed to Stay Closed, Standards of Jokers, Court Just the Logic, Cyclic and Cosmic from Schoolyard to College, Primitive Man and His Civilized Knowledge, System Collapse and He Still Won't Acknowledge, God is the Savior, Studies Behavior, Trying to Fix the Mixed Mind that He Gave You, Stiff-Necked Scholars on Prescription Meds, Wishing Their Problems Was All in Their Heads, Moral Dilemma, Pride at the Root, Misguided from Youth, Heart Divided from Truth, Egyptians and Grecians, Spiritually Dead, Empirically Led by the Good Gods in Their Heads, Motives and Thoughts, Industrial Wealth, Global Economy in It for Self, Heart Full of Madness, Covered with Kind, Pleasure Designed to Take Over Your Mind, Furnished in Godliness, Painted in Good, This Tainted Priesthood's Got Real Saints Misunderstood, While Classes and Government Set Up the Veil and Cultivate Minds for More Mythical Tales, Typical Hollywood, Follies, Good Girl, While Vice and Corruption Take Over the World, Motives and Thoughts. Check your motives and thoughts. Blind with the wickedness deep in your heart, modern day wickedness is all you've been taught. Lie to your neighbors so you get ahead, modern day trickery is all you've been fed. Motives and thoughts, check your motives and thoughts. Thank you.
As a boy, I shared a game with my father. Played it every morning till I was three. He would knock on my door and I'd pretend to be asleep till he got right next to the bed. Then I would get up and jump into his arms. Good morning, Papa. And my papa, he would tell me that he loved me. We shared a game, knock, knock. Until that day when the knock never came. And my mama takes me on a ride past cornfields on this never-ending highway till we reach a place of high, rusty gates. A confused little boy, I enter the building carried in my mama's arms. Knock, knock. We reach a room of windows and brown faces. Behind one of the windows sits my father. I jump out of my mama's arms and run joyously towards my papa's, only to be confronted by this window. I knock, knock, trying to break through the glass, trying to get to my father. I knock, knock as my mama pulls me away before my papa even says a word. And for years he has never said a word. And so 25 years later I write these words for the little boy in me who still awaits his papa's knock. Papa, come home because I miss you. Miss you waking me up in the morning and telling me you love me. Papa, come home, because there's things I don't know, and I thought maybe you could teach me how to shave, how to dribble a ball, how to talk to a lady, how to walk like a man. Papa, come home, because I decided a while back I want to be just like you, but I'm forgetting who you are. And 25 years later, a little boy cries, and so I write these words and try to heal and try to father myself, and I dream up a father who says the words my father did not, dear son. I'm sorry I never came home. For every lesson I failed to teach, hear these words. Shave in one direction with strong, deliberate strokes to avoid irritation. Dribble the page with the brilliance of your ballpoint pen. Walk like a god, and your goddess will come to you. No longer will I be there to knock on your door, so you must learn to knock for yourself. Knock, knock down doors of racism and poverty that I could not. Knock, knock on doors of opportunity for the lost brilliance of the black men who crowd these cells. Knock, knock with diligence for the sake of your children. Knock, knock for me, for as long as you are free, these prison gates cannot contain my spirit. The best of me still lives in you. Knock, knock with the knowledge that you are my son, but you are not my choices. Yes, we are our father's sons and daughters, but we are not their choices. For despite their absences, we are still here, still alive, still breathing, with the power to change this world. One little boy and girl at a time. Knock, knock. Who's there? We are.
Welcome back to Mike Nice. That was another piece right there called Knock Knock. And definitely check out this artist by Daniel Beattie. Again, it's called Knock Knock. And that piece was actually on Deaf Poetry Jam. You can Google it, YouTube it, all that. But we're going to keep things going here on Mike Nice. I mentioned our Count Your Blessings segment. 6 reasons why getting fired is a blessing in disguise. And I wanted to share that because, again, this is the fourth quarter. And, you know, people wonder why a lot of people get fired around right around the holidays, around Christmas time. And, you know, sometimes with that fourth quarter coming in, companies aren't making their quotas and goals and things like that. And so they have to let people go. But I just want to share this to be encouraging. And I got this story from Wealthy Gorilla, and it goes as following. You are fired. These three words are terrifying, especially if your job is your main source of income. Yes, it's terrifying to get the boot. However, it doesn't necessarily mean the end of the world for you. Getting fired may be just what you need to graduate to the next stage in life. We have all had to deal with getting fired at some point in our professional lives. I haven't, thank God. That's a blessing. I haven't had the opportunity. I wouldn't say the opportunity, but I haven't had to deal with being fired, which is a blessing. But and the decisions we make at that point end up determining the path that we take. Basically, you have a choice to be successful, be the success you've always dreamed of, or the failure that you dread so much. Why getting fired is a blessing. People get fired on a daily basis. You're not the first, neither will you be the last. So take heart. Importantly, you can learn from a thing or two from their experience. Your outlook on life plays a significant role at this particular point in life. Your precise reaction to getting fired matters a lot. What you may not see at that moment as that probably is probably the best thing that happened to you, more of a blessing in disguise. Realize that getting the boot may not always be a result of your doing, but could be because of a number of reasons beyond your control. Whatever the reason, losing that paycheck could be the best thing to happen to you. And here's why. Number one, it's a chance to move on. A majority of us tend to get stuck. As long as the paycheck is sufficient enough to take care of bills and other small stuff, we get relaxed and fail to go for what gives us the personal satisfaction we need in life. Man, that's a big one. I was just talking to someone a couple of months ago about how we can get so comfortable in the position that we're in that we really don't want to take a jump or a move to something different because we've gotten comfortable with where we're at. But your employment may be generating the income you need, but no longer gives you the drive or the challenge, a clear indication that it's time to move on. However, most people are scared to take the next step. Leaving the job for the unknown isn't something a lot of us are willing to do. Getting fired is an excellent opportunity to move on to the next stage in life. It's, of course, not easy to quit your job in the name of wanting change, and therefore getting fired is a great opportunity to venture to things you may otherwise haven't had the courage to get into on your own. So don't feel depressed or sad. Instead, get into take it as a chance to try out new things. Take risk. Number two, growing professionally. Professional progress is vital, and let's see if I can move this forward a little bit. Y'all bear with me a little bit. Okay. Again, number two, professionally. Professional progress is vital, and among the things that you could try out after being laid off, including getting a new employment. Well, maybe it's been a while since you updated your resume or even had a look at it from the time you got employed. Jobs aren't easy to come by currently, probably by most of us. Once we secure a position, focus on it. Forgetting our resumes need some work from time to time. It may come as a challenge to work on your CV or resume, but you can access any resume writing service online to help you out. You can Google it. There's some things I've done. You can Google it. But no job is permanent, and being dismissed isn't an impossibility. Therefore, always have your resume ready. A learning experience is number three. Success is good, but failure helps you grow. Failing doesn't imply it's the end of the world for you. Rather, giving you an opportunity. Giving you an opportunity to learn how to do better for yourself, how to be a better you. Some individuals have to fail and even have Most individuals have let failure or even fear of it cripple them from growing into better versions of themselves. A couple of weeks ago, I talked about how we don't try things because of fear of failure. Getting the axe doesn't necessarily mean that you're a failure. It's best to acknowledge that even your intentions are to be a success. A good example is Steve Jobs, whom at one point was ousted from his managerial duties at the realm of Apple Inc. Yes, he admitted that it was a rather painful experience, but he chose to make the best out of it. Your perspective is crucial in life. He had an positive outlook on a whole experience, and when he was able to come back to Apple Inc., he built it to be the success that it is right now. Therefore, you shouldn't despair or feel like a loser just because someone else doesn't appreciate your worth. Instead, learn from your mistakes, and it will help you a lot in your next venture. Number four, a time to reevaluate. Getting the boot is an excellent time to take a stock of your life, a chance to reevaluate your goals and priorities. Though I believe people should do so regularly and not let such an experience take them back to the drawing board. It may limit their imagination, but still, it's very okay to take a step back after being laid off to establish what will work for you. Looking at your previous goals, priorities, failures, and achievement will guide you as you start your new journey. It may appear as though you're starting all over, but in reality, it's what you need to progress in the next stages of your life. Reevaluate to help you point out what works out and what doesn't in your life. It will lay down the foundation for your newfound journey. However, even without being laid off, be taking stock. That job that may seem so important may actually be holding you back, and you could have walked away from it a long time ago before you got the axe. Number five, the opportunity to diversify. Never put your eggs in one basket. This phrase is so common, and for a very good reason. I think the typical person has like maybe not, I won't say the typical person, but I think like if I'm not mistaken, don't quote me on this, but like millionaires have like at least six incomes coming in. But chances are that the eggs may break if you put all your eggs in one basket. And then what's next? It's a very applicable phrase to our lives. The reasons as to why most people get stuck in jobs that they don't derive any kind of satisfaction from or get depressed when they get fired is because they have no alternative income sources. To avoid such scenarios, diversify yourself and grow your income pool. When you diversify your income, you create a sense of security and your family, if you have one. Basically, have an ABC plan. So plan A don't come through, you got plan B, you got plan C to fall in on, and so on and so on. And six, the last step, the last reason why being fired can be a blessing in disguise is learning to survive. When you get the boot, you learn to be paranoid and ultimately able to survive. You learn to be wary of the people around you and protect yourself from such an experience. Not everyone will embrace your ideas, but it doesn't necessarily imply they aren't good enough. You learn to believe in yourself and ultimately survive in a very competitive world. Success can be can make you complacent. Oh, man. Let me read that again. Success can make you complacent, which in turn breeds failure. You only get to succeed when you are paranoid of failing. Your survival depends on such aspects, realizing what works for you. Importantly, what previously worked out may not be what will work out right now. And in conclusion, life has its twists and turns, and nothing is guaranteed. A lesson well learned when we lose that job. The one thing that will help you is your ability to turn lemons into lemonade. Getting fired will hurt you, and you will be betrayed for the first few days. But after a while, your outlook on life will help you move on from that experience. It's a blessing to be sacked when you think of it critically. You get a rare opportunity to try out the things you've put on hold for so long. I hope that segment helped you today with our Count Your Blessings segment, 6 Reasons Why Getting Fired is a Blessing in Disguise. Y'all, we have still about maybe 34 minutes left in the show. If you would like to come through and make the mic nice, you have the opportunity. So I'm going to go to the phone lines right now. We have none other than the Serum of Truth on the line. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you, LaQuentin?
I'm doing great. I can't complain at all.
I'm enjoying the show. Lots of great topics.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Do you have anything you want to chime in on?
Absolutely. I'm just going to run down that little bit real quick.
Okay.
About the voting situation.
Mm-hmm.
I find it hard to go and vote when I have to decipher between two evils.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I cannot see how people go out by the masses and vote for people they know are not going to make a difference. Like, those are your only choices. I would prefer that we took our money and actually found somebody that knew the struggle. You got people that we're voting for that don't even know the real struggle that we have as Alabamians. That's my issue about the voting. Can we get somebody that's worth voting for? Worth wasting my gas to go to the polls, at least.
So what would you say you didn't like about both of the candidates?
I don't like the teardown. I see that both sides are going to go to any length to put the other one down. That's not what we need as a state, period.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's all about just the name and the fame of things. It's not about the actual people. I'm so
mm-hmm.
tired of the phone calls and the knocking at my door, and not one did anybody ask me what is my main issues. What are my main issues? You want me to go to the poll and give you that null and void vote?
Mm-hmm.
But you
mm-hmm.
didn't even ask. You didn't ask me, but you blew up my phone. You blew up my text. You blew up, like, how did you even get my number?
Yeah.
Type thing. Like, you come out of the woodwork and you like, vote, go vote. I understand that lots of our people died in order for us to go vote. But my thing is, the voting process has not been on our side, regardless if we turned out the vote or not. The only time that I can see that it benefited us, and that's solely because of the color of his skin, was that when we elected Barack Obama.
Uh-huh.
That's the only thing I can see out of the voting that I've done that actually made me proud, and I felt like he didn't just, you know, crap on us the entire time he was in there. I feel like both candidates are just going to crap on us. So I did not vote today, and I really don't care how nobody feels about that. I am more concerned with what did I sign on for? What did Elizabeth say was okay? You know, mm-hmm. in the end, that's what I'm thinking about. Like, I don't want to sign on to your trash because I'm going to have to answer for that eventually. That's my issue with that. Give me somebody that's worth voting for.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate you saying that because you really make a valid point when you talk about, you know, because I've gotten so many text messages and phone calls as well the past couple of weeks. But you make a valid point when you say that they don't ask what you want. What are you looking for? And I wasn't asked that either. So I definitely appreciate you mentioning that. And how do you think we could get people who really understand the struggle and understand us as Alabamians, how do you think we can get those people to run so that our voices are actually heard?
I believe that we need a total removal of what we already have in place, starting with all the way down to the city leading up to this Alabama, leading up to the Supreme Court and the Senate and all of that. I think we need a clean slate. Let's see who's really doing their job. Like our city council meetings. I haven't voted on whoever's on that thing, but they are controlling my every day because I live here in Gadsden. I think we need to just clear everything out.
Mm-hmm.
We know what we need as a people. They don't listen to us. They just need us to go vote. See?
Right.
You're going to have to listen to us in order to have the office. Let's just go ahead and wipe everything out. That's my recommendation. Let's start from the bottom.
Gotcha.
You're not doing your job. What have you done in your years in office? I don't even want to get started on our city council. Like,
yeah.
I can't even think about on a wider scale. I can't think about Alabama on a whole because where I live in Gadsden, the actual city, where I live on the actual street, you know, has problems that I have to address first before I can say, yes, we need this person in Washington.
Yeah, yeah. Did you think about maybe writing somebody in today?
I did that when we voted the last time, and I received a paper from the voting polls that says you must put a real candidate. I thought Jesus was a real candidate.
Wow.
You wanted me to go to the polls. Like, I've been receiving mail that's saying, you didn't vote this year. You did vote this year. You didn't. You did. I'm like, okay, I didn't know we was keeping a performance check. When you don't give me nothing to work with, you don't see Liz turn out and vote. If you give me nothing to work with, I'm not going to go up there and make a lie choice. I'm just not. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see how people can turn out to make the lie choice. You know, and then complain all year long about nothing happened. But you went up there and choked, you know, one evil over the other. That's my opinion on the voting part of it. That's my opinion on the voting. Don't get me wrong, I do suggest that, you know, if you have those rights, use them. But see, I'm a little different. I use my rights fully, and I'm not going to say, oh, these are my only choices. You should make a decision. Not if you didn't give me nothing to work with, I'm not. That's not smart on my. You know what I'm saying? So I decided to sit out because I did not feel either way. My decision was gonna make things greater for us. I didn't feel that.
Gotcha. Thank you so much for being so bold and just sharing your truth, because I'm sure there are other people that feel the same way as well. And, you know, this is definitely a platform for everybody to be heard. And you even had me thinking, too, as well. So I appreciate that.
Is it okay if I comment on the six blessings of being fired?
Yes. Definitely.
You really caught me with that because I felt like you were talking directly to me, because I had three jobs when I found out I was sick, and I worked those jobs until they literally fired me because I knew I was not going to be able to work anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so hurt that I had to get to that point where I wasn't going to be working. I didn't have a plan B or C. And what I really wanted to do in life, they had already told me or made me feel as if I couldn't make a living that way.
Mm-hmm.
And over time, and yes, it might have took me like 10 years to get out the funk of I feel worthless because I can't go to work. But it gave me the opportunity to find myself and to find my plan A, B, C, and D, where I don't have to be waiting on my check every month, where I have multiple incomes. And if I decide that, you know, this is the best thing for us to do, we can do that now. And
mm-hmm.
I really thought it was like the most horrible thing ever. You can't work. You can't, you know, they're not going to let you finish school, and you can't do this type thing. And it really boiled down to, I felt like in the end, the Lord was saying, I put you in a position to do whatever you want and to be able to take care of yourself doing it. Why be mad?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And it took me a long time, and I was like, yeah, you got to have plan A, B, and C. Don't get me wrong. My husband has a decent paying job. But if they ever decided to not have that job anymore, would we be okay as a family? I can say yes to that today.
Mm-hmm.
I can say that we would still make it even without that mainstream job. And I know that he might not like his job, and I know he might not get the full satisfaction out of it like you were saying. But I know
mm-hmm.
that we also have been provided the position to where I may be the day laborer, but my wife has made it to where I don't have to day labor as hard. I don't
mm-hmm.
have to be stuck in this thing. I don't have to work this overtime if I don't want to, because we have other options.
Mm-hmm.
Or we have other things
mm-hmm.
in place to get us into that, you know, that desired position for our family. So I thought that was cool that you covered that, because being fired is not the greatest thing. It's not.
Right, right. Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah.
And I literally worked until they was like, you know, you're calling out too much, you're sick all the time. Like, I made them fire me.
Yeah.
Like, I did
yeah.
not want to give it up. Because, you know, you feel that pride when you get up and you go hit that clock and you're taking care
mm-hmm.
of yourself and you're not depending on other people. And when you actually have to stop and be humble about the situation, a lot of
yeah.
people can't take it. A lot of people can't take it and they get discouraged. And I did. But I got over it. And now I got, like, sick hustle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And in the moment
yeah.
I can say, I'm tired of doing this. I can do this for a little while. We're good. You know?
Yeah. Mhm. Man, I'm gonna tell you, I definitely admire y'all, because you both are some of the hardest working people that I know. Like, stay grinding, stay moving, and you know, even you know, being disabled, that hasn't stopped you, and that's just so admirable when you see people that you know are always grinding, always pushing, and not letting anything or no one stop them from their hustle, and you know, not only just hustling but just making a difference. You know, it's so commendable.
Well, thank you. We try. I just wish other people would accept that it's not a defeat. It doesn't have to be a defeat, you know.
Yeah.
And I wish people would own their own gifts. Like, you wouldn't believe what you actually can do if you get up and try something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just
you're
try
right.
something. Because I tell you, right now, I hate for somebody to call me about a bow tie. You want to know why? Because over time, I've realized it's certain times of the year where bow ties are popping. So.
Uh-huh.
I can put that on my schedule, you know, like, okay, we need to do a little bow tie here and there.
Uh-huh.
That way we can maximize this. But I hate for somebody to call because I'm like, do you know I got like 20 other things? I'm scooping somebody's lunch plate right now. Like,
yeah.
for me to stop and hold off on one of my gifts. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah, yeah.
okay, I think it's funny when it happens to me. I'm like, man, I don't feel like pulling out the sewing machine right now.
Yeah, yeah. I understand, but it's so great that you your spirit and how humble you are. And I don't think a lot of people may really understand how hard you work, you know, behind the scenes with, you know, not being just on stage, but, you know, behind the scenes doing different things. And definitely we have to take time to recognize people like you that are working so hard, not just for themselves, but for people as a whole.
Absolutely. And I was hoping to see you at that Celebrate the Gift that New Destiny had. It was a really awesome program, and I was like the only one doing spoken word. I said, oh.
Really?
I said, okay, all these minds and dancers, I said, let's celebrate the gift of spoken word for a change.
Yeah. I heard that. I was actually supposed to be out of town this weekend, but with the snow, it kind of messed and threw things, you know, all out of whack. But I know that you definitely did your thing.
Right, and I got a chance to do my testimony, which I can never make it that without crying. That's why I don't perform it, you know. But it felt great over all this time to actually be able to get up there and do that one. And it still draws out all that emotion, because I'm still living with that every day, how I got here.
Mm-hmm.
But that's also
mm-hmm.
my fuel, my drive. So
Right.
It was great. It was great.
Awesome. What about your second event, and how did that go as well?
The Purpose Pusher got canceled due to the weather, so we haven't scheduled for it, but it's still coming. Like, it's a lot of great things going on in our area. It's just that we got to keep pushing. All the support is not always going to be there. That does not mean to stop what you're doing, you know, keep pushing.
Right. Definitely. Do you want to mention the Black Review that's coming up?
Yes, I do. We are having the Black History Review February the 24th. I am still looking for certain something. So if you feel like you missed out on the casting call or you missed out on the opportunity to come show me what you're working with, I'm not one of those type of directors where that was it type things. Mm-hmm. You know, I try to build my show where it's the greatest that it can be. So if you still want to show me what you're working with, I'm free. You know, hit me up on Facebook under Elizabeth Wincroft. And we'll see, you know, what's cracking.
Cool deal. Thank you so much. I definitely appreciate what you do. Again, I can't tell you that enough. Definitely admire you, and looking forward to many more things that come about.
Okay. Look, I try to keep it busy.
Yeah. I heard that. Did you want to make the mic nice as well, or?
I have a couple of holiday tips, if that's okay.
Definitely.
Okay. Number one, don't go broke or go into debt for 2018 trying to put on for the naughty and nice. Treat yourself right this season and keep the budget tight. Save and make them something nice is my first tip. Number two, remember it is holiday season. It's the moment to be selfless, not selfish. Don't be petty. That's my number two. Number three, 'tis the season that your Holy Spirit will receive a few tests. We're all going to fall short of glory. However, slapping the taste out of that family member is not best. Have enough in you to excuse yourself from the mess. That's number three. Number four, and this is my last one, make sure you pay that fire insurance this season, because 2,000 lights in one outlet and sleeping while cooking are two of the number one reasons you can be homeless this season. Stay woke. And remember, many don't burn chicken.
Thank you so much. I really appreciated that. I needed that myself.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. that right there was the serum of truth coming through with her holiday tips, also shedding light on how she felt about voting today as well. And the Count Your Blessings segment, Six Reasons Why Being Fired is a Blessing in Disguise, man. Love those holiday tips. But we still have about 10 minutes left in the show, so if you would like to come through and make the mic nice, you still have an opportunity to do so. Or if you want to get in on the discussion, if you want to talk about voting today, if you want to talk about being fired as being a blessing in disguise. And I know I mentioned we were going to talk about Keaton Jones, but I guess I'll probably save that for next time, because we can always talk about that. But again, we're going to keep things going. Again, the call-in number is 646-668-8072. And I'm going to play this track by Arthur Petrina, Time to Live My Dreams.
Yeah, yeah, it's time to live my dreams and touch the about giving up a lot. It took me a long time to see, yeah, the light, but now it's shining so bright, and it was worth the fight. Now it's time to live my dream.
We all have dreams, and mine is about to be seen, because it's,
yeah,
I'm God that I lean and touch the unseen.
Oh,
time to live my dreams. It's time to live my dreams. It's time to live my dreams. It's time to live my dreams. Time to live my dreams. It's time to live my dreams. It's time to live my dreams. It's time to live my dreams.
Now we can finally see my destiny. God has great things in store for me.
Yeah.
I let go of the lies that were told to me.
And now my voice
will finally be heard,
even if I'm calling nerd.
Hey, I'm leaving my past behind, yeah.
Oh,
no longer blind, but I'm one of a kind.
I live dreams and mine is about to be seen, because it's,
oh,
that come with nicknames, and even our real names are nicknames that don't reflect from which we came. We are bilingual. We speak English and we speak bang, bang. So every shot that rang is a sign of endearment, and an expression of pain. And though we ought to be ashamed, shame don't come round here. Only blame come round here. We got so much heart round here. Our hearts beat black drums when blue and white beat black boys round here. Round here, round here, you can hear echoes from the ghettos as the streets remain hollow from the absence of fathers. But no worries though. Media replaces our fathers with Chief Keef and Soulja Boy. Yes, the world is on your shoulders, boy, and you bet not drop it. Round here, we were taught that our savior has blue eyes and our roots started with slavery, and you expect us to be kings round here. Drug dealers are our only visible heroes round here. We can live, have our music loud, and not die round here, Jordan Davis. We can wear our hoodies, eat our Skittles, and not die round here, Trayvon Martin. You take away our history, you take away our soul, you take away our fathers, you take away our jobs, you take away our food, and what we gonna do? We gonna celebrate over soul food round here. You see, we improvise round here, we emperors round here. Black buying power will soon be $1.1 trillion. And just imagine if we invested that round here. We would go back to ancient Africa round here. We wouldn't feel the need to kill to survive round here. If we stopped trying to fit into the America's dream, it would become America's nightmare round here. Round here, black boys, round here. It seems like we're the only ones that come with nicknames. And even our real names are nicknames that don't reflect from which we came. We are bilingual. We speak English and we speak bang, bang. So before you pass blame, I dare for you to come round here and see how black boys are treated round here. It ain't easy round here. I'm not making excuses, but it ain't easy round here. Black boys round here.
It can hit you mentally, emotionally, or physically. Days when you feel angry, manipulated, discombobulated, like you originated in a world that is meant to confuse about the rules, like a rat race where you're trying to find your place. How can I define what is mine so I can refrain from feeling disdain about the things that will make me feel pain and make me cry because they were never mine? How can I refine so I do not get denied, so I can feel useful and not useless, clueless, ruthless, asking myself every chance I get? What is going on? All I want for it is to go on. I mean life. All I want for it is to go on. Like the picture in my head, it isn't perfect, not at all. It's not like I want it all. Just a chance to make the call, to make a way and see a day. A chance to win this race, moving at a steady pace, so I can define the gravity in which I exist. But I am not done. There is more to this than this.
Invitation to Love by Paul Laurence Dunbar. Come when the nights are bright with stars, or come when the moon is mellow. Come when the sun, his golden bars, drops on the hayfield yellow. Come in the twilight, soft and gray. Come in the night, or come in the day. Come, O love, whene'er you may, and you are welcome. Welcome. You are sweet. O love, dear love, you are soft as the nesting dove. Come to my heart and bring it to rest as the bird flies home to its welcome nest. Come, when my heart is full of grief, or when my heart is merry. Come with the falling of the leaf or with the reddening cherry. Come when the year's first blossom blows. Come when the summer gleams and glows. Come with the winter's drifting snows, and you are welcome.
Man, and we have had another great Thursday here on Mike Nice, and I appreciate each and every one of you who called, who came through and just listened in. Today we talked about voting as well as our Count Your Blessings segment, Six Reasons Why Being Fired Can Be a Blessing in Disguise. I shared that. Make sure you share it with other people. If you would like to read it again yourself, feel free. And if you're listening in and you're not on any of my social media, make sure you follow me on all social media, Lyrical Forte. Again, all social media, Lyrical Forte, one word. And let's link up, let's connect. If you're an artist, if you are a recording artist, if you are an author, whatever the case may be. And this platform can, be a blessing to you in any way. Please let me know. You can reach out to me on all of my social media or at my email, lyricalforte@live.com, or go to my website, lyricalforte.com. And I'm going to leave you, as always, with a few quotes. Pleasure in the job puts perfection in the work. If you want to be successful in this world, you have to follow your passion, not a paycheck. The only way to do great work, to love what you do. Ask yourself if what you're doing today is getting you closer to where you want to be tomorrow. Again, man, I appreciate y'all, and we'll see you on the radio.
Say I'm doing a fool and it's obvious. Say I'm losing it too, like property. They ruin my mood with this gossiping, hating this in the heat of the moment where Satan is. Accusing me of nothing, that's a bait and switch. Making this hard for a person in this place to live. My God, I'm working like I ain't got nothing. Cantaloupe, you might drop some and you can't hide, so stop running. I got. That's a lie that we tell ourselves, and I guess it's hard for you to ask for help. But in that moment, that's when you fail. One slip and they judging, when it's standing like they ain't done nothing. I make no excuse, but I refuse to lose some dudes without a clue of what I've been through. From where I'm coming, no lie, I should have been done in. I'm working at it, I ain't perfect at it, and I say this every time. Out of range, trying to use my phone. No tone, left alone like I lost my arm. But I'm up at the air like the top of your home with a bird's eye view. Watching all these people saying words not true. Accusing me, they abusing me. Yeah, truthfully, I don't have the time to be worried about you, man. Nah, hold on. People playing games. snowball. No rules in this, so they losing it, and they don't know the goal at all. Consider my life they don't. Believe me, I'm only human, they won't. But no matter their lives, I won't compromise. Every day for your boy, it's on. Man, I promise, I'm honest. I shoot them straight, but they really don't want it. Yeah, they dumb it and flown it. I've been dealing with this for the longest. Yeah, I doubt I'm the strongest. But in him, when I'm weak, I'm stronger. I'm working at it, I ain't perfect at it. And I say this every time.